There are 37 facilities that you have listed, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the real one or two sentences, how did you decide which facilities, age or experience or what?
Well, we tried to focus on are any facility that is 10 years or older, to get those that were not recently constructed, and then those that get heavy use by public and or city staff. So you'll notice we have a lot of the municipal buildings in there, the CSU, but even some of our park pavilions, our concession stands. So it's a variety of different facilities, but mainly those are most heavily used and also have some complex systems such as HVAC, electrical, plumbing, structural, et cetera.
So. And so a lot of the fire stations aren't included because they're new, relatively new, and weren't deemed to be necessary to be on the list.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
That makes a lot of sense to me. If you actually total up all the facilities that could have been on a list, what is their inventory? Is it 200 facilities, or how would you decide that? I mean, there has got to be a list somewhere.
There is. And what we think of a facility is anything that facility maintenance will come and provide service to. So we may consider a linear park a facility when, in fact, the only thing we do is provide service to the lights along the trail. So we have about 200 facilities or sites, but in terms of actual structures, probably somewhere in the range of 40 to 50 when you consider many of the buildings out of the treatment plant that may just be housing equipment.
So of all of the 200, we're looking at less than a quarter of them, but in terms of physical structures, we're still looking at two-thirds of them.
A very good number.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Benham?
Thank you. Thanks for being willing to answer questions here. Are you going to produce an as-built set of these buildings through this so we can actually have a 3D model or at least a 2D as-built on these buildings?
That is not currently in our plan. Our first step is just the base assessment in an effort to develop our asset management program. It's just a base condition assessment to understand where we're at. Are there any immediate maintenance needs or repair needs? But as built, BIM is not currently in scope.
As feedback, I would love for that to be part of a future assessment phase to actually develop. And I don't need to explain to you why. You know why,
sure.
But to develop an as-built 2D model or an as-built 3D model so that we can actually know all the pieces, parts, and component, develop some maintenance schedules for the buildings. The other thing, are you doing a scoring system like you do with streets?
Yes, there will be a scoring system. A facility condition index is what the consultant will come up with, and each individual facility that is assessed will get their own score. They'll identify any immediate maintenance concerns, long-term capital needs, that we would need to address, and then also working with our city staff to develop a preventive maintenance schedule for each type of facility. They will not necessarily go to every park pavilion, but they'll say in general, park pavilions, these are the preventive maintenance activities, office space, these warehouse space, fleet shop, et cetera. So.
Are we locked into this facility list for this proposal amount, or will there be any minor tweaks allowed in the facility list?
We have a little bit of contingency left in the project's budget, so there would be an opportunity to consider a change order if there's other facilities that need to be added.
Okay.